I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Life is hard in Iran, and with no sign of change for the future, people are falling into despair. The church offers a different narrative, but they need your prayer support. And an outreach to Syrian refugee women is blossoming into conversations about Jesus. Stay tuned for that story in just a moment. But first, the Iranian government's put a lot of pressure on the Christian church for years. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman shares.
They see anything that challenges the nature of the Islamic government as a threat, and therefore everything that challenges Islam is a threat to the Islamic government, because they derive their legitimacy from the fact that they are an Islamic government. So they see evangelism as a form of cultural warfare, of Western ideas coming in to the country, trying to undermine the state and the legitimacy of the state.
The persecution from the government is causing an opposite effect in the Christian church, yet it's also making people question Islam and religion altogether.
Christianity is growing, but also things about liberalism and even atheism is growing quite fast, especially among the youth in Iran. They look around and they are very unhappy with their lives and their prospects, not just their own lives, but their future prospects and that of their children as well. And they despair. They don't see any improvement anywhere in the near future. So they're seeking of ways to escape their despair and their disillusionment.
Let's pray that believers will stand firm amidst the persecution and that they would continue to be a witness for Christ in Iran. Next, Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says they recently had an incredible gospel breakthrough with the Syrian refugee community. Now, two women named Emily and Sarah went on a short-term mission trip with Frontiers and connected with Michelle, a Frontiers missionary. Together, they met with eight other Syrian Muslim women to study the Bible. They gathered at the house of a Syrian refugee mother, and in the first meeting, the women asked some really good questions about Jesus. Then, LaHaye shares,
these Muslim women were eager to meet again and continue their studies, so they set up a time for several days later. And as Emily, Sarah, and Michelle began walking down the road away from the house that first time, they heard yelling behind them. It was the Syrian mom's husband. And as he caught up to them, he said, next time you come, bring men with you, because we want to study the holy books too.
These Syrian men and women are still meeting today and studying God's word together.
This is how we're seeing Muslims fall in love with Jesus. We invite them to study the Bible for themselves and discover Jesus in the Bible, and they begin following him.
There are other short-term mission trips coming up this summer with Frontiers USA to the Muslim world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And God is using the partnership between Set Free Ministries and Partners in Compassionate Care, or PCC, to make a huge gospel impact in South Sudan. Set Free Ministries runs a school near PCC's hospital. Stuart Bowman, son of one of the founders of PCC, says,
the two kind of fit really well together, because we have these hospitals that we started back then in bush clinics. The goal of my dad has always been to bring both the spiritual and the physical. So now working with Set Free Ministries and working with PCC together is a real joy to see the people hearing the word of God and then also having their physical needs met.
Together, the two are making sure they show and tell of the love of Jesus. One way they do this is through solar-powered projectors that can be used to show content like the Jesus film. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free says,
it's an amazing tool. It's in a backpack, and you can take it anywhere in the world and to any audience in the world. If you can walk there and get that in with a backpack, you're good to go, and it's proving quite effective.
Bowman recently visited South Sudan and used this projector to share the gospel with several groups of people. We'll be sharing some amazing stories of how God worked through this trip in the days to come. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.